It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Alice.
You having a good morning so far?
I am.
That's good to hear. What film are we looking at?
So today we're looking at The Way We Were, and that's a 1973 drama, kind of romantic drama. It's considered one of the greatest romantic movies ever, a classic, so I hadn't seen it before this week, so it was really good to get to watch that. And so it's starring Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford, and it was directed by Sidney Pollack, and the screenplay was by Arthur Lawrence, and that was kind of based on his university days, so it wasn't all totally true, but bits of it were gathered from his life. So basically it's told partly in flashback. It goes between the 1930s, when they were at college, Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford, and then the 1950s, when they meet again towards the end of World War II. So Katie, Barbara Streisand's character, is working at a radio station, and Hubble, Robert Redford's character, has served as a naval officer in the South Pacific during the war, and he's trying to get back into civilian life, and he's studying to be a Hollywood screenwriter as his kind of job after that. So these two go through romance, and then they can't be together, and then they can, and then it's, yeah, I won't ruin the ending of course, but yeah, it's really, really good. I loved it. So it was like a big box office success. It was nominated for a whole lot of awards. It won the Academy Award for Best Original Dramatic Score and Best Original Song. So the theme song is The Way We Were, and that was sung by Barbara Streisand as well. And so that's kind of considered one of the greatest movie soundtrack songs of all time as well. And then Billboard named that song the number one pop hit of 1974. And then in 1998, it was introduced to the Grammy Hall of Fame. So it's like, it's a very well-known classic romantic drama.
It was a big deal, sounds like.
It was a big deal, absolutely. But it was, yeah, really good. Barbara Streisand's acting was incredible. I haven't seen that many films that she was in, but she was great. Like, Robert Redford was obviously great as well, but I had known that she was that incredible actress that she is. So she acts a lot with, like, her gestures and everything that I found really interesting, and then it's just a beautiful movie to watch as well. So all the production design and everything is really beautiful.
It sounds cool. I have to admit, I never heard of this film, but I guess sometimes you miss those classic films that happened, you know, before your time.
Yeah,
it's interesting
absolutely.
What ones filter down, you know, through the generations.
But definitely.
It looks cool. I have to give it a watch. I've just done a little Google image search and having a look at some of the stills.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, like a lot of the stills are really beautiful just because the production design and the, like, even the clothes and everything that they would wear was, like, all tied in together with the back. So there was a lot of kind of red accents. Like, she always had red nail polish, often had red lipstick, and then often that would pop with, like, the tablecloth at the restaurant that they were sitting at or whatever, and it looked really nice to watch, as well as being a really great story.
Lovely. Well, I'm sure we have some fans of the film listening, and probably some people that haven't seen it before, so we do have a copy on DVD, and if you would like to add that to your little DVD shelf at home, give me a call, 309-3879, and I would love to give that away to someone. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Alice.
Hope you have a good weekend.
You too.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.